Welcome to the Muffin Junkie Christmas Special.
Come on, Barry, share it, baby. With Bull Garden, Barry.
That's an over to Stephanie. She's right,
Barry. Just one more. Come on, one more.
Pick it up, Barry. I'm gonna open a beer.
I want to talk too.
Stephanie, I have a spliff and you can't get it.
Stephanie, calm down. Barry, you're being a prick. Oh, come on, Barry. Here, share a hoop.
Barry, you're a big meanie. Big poopy pants.
Poopy pants! That's me, Mr. Barry Poopy Pants! Mr. Barry Poopy Pants!
Do you need a diaper, Barry? What's that on your chair?
Jesus! Oh, I got my butt cheeks squeezed tight together! You don't have to waste a so free on
Jerry! Hold on, Barry. Steph, we're live. Be serious for a moment. Okay, I got it together. Hello, kiddos. Season's greetings to all of you and yours. And welcome to the Muffin Junkie Christmas Special. The raving loony J. Daniels here. And along with the lovely Stephanie Page, our Muffin Junkie receptionist, and the reliable and dependable Barry Konowalski, our beloved janitor. And we're here live on location at the Sounders Peak Ski Lodge, here in the Kootenai Mountains of British Columbia. And this is courtesy of Muffin Junkie, a podcast station boss, Bert Sounder. Thank you, Bert.
Bert Sounder's a complete dick. Our boss is a dick.
Barry, you're going to get us fired. Barry. Why don't we go over to this magnificent roaring fireplace here, lit as flanked, that is covered and with lots of holly on the hearth, and some stockings going, and what a beautiful fire it is, with chestnuts roasting on it. I wish you could see the 6-foot Christmas tree behind me with all the tinsel on it and the magnificent Christmas lights and ornaments. The room is aglow. It's just a wonderful feeling, and it's not just...
Oh, you're freaking out, baby.
No, I'm not just... but I've noticed that Stephanie and Barry have headed over to the table with all the Christmas... we have mince pie and beautiful Christmas tarts and festive fruitcake, gingerbread, and much, much more. But I'm going to have to sneak a piece before they take that and the peanut brittle. I know it's supposed to be for the guests. And speaking of the guests, we're going to have lots of musical mystery guests arriving shortly. But until then, I'm going to play some magnificent music for you to kick off the Christmas special as Steph, Barry, and I enjoy some of the treats. So let's start.
Stephanie, Jay, look at this.
Barry, why ain't putting the garlic sausage on your head?
I look like a reindeer.
Now the very first... Let me talk about the first song.
Open up, sweetie. Oh, Jay, sweetie, try some. You gotta try this Christmas pudding, baby. Try this, sweetie.
So good. Oh, dear. Oh, my God, we lost power there for a moment. Oh, dear. Could you go down to the maintenance room and check the generator?
Oh, sure. Let me just grab some of those my eggnog.
Now, while you do that, I'll tell the folks about the first song we're going to hear on today's Christmas special. Stop. Shh. Stop making me laugh. Come on, we got to get serious here. I've got to try to announce the first song. Now, the first song we're going to play on today's Christmas special is by Ishneener Forrest. And this is an amazing brand new Christmas tune put together by Ryan from Ishneener Forrest. It's called Christmas Time. And before that plays, you're going to hear a special Ishneener Forrest Christmas greeting.
Hello, this is Ryan of Ishneener Forrest, and I'd like to wish all the listeners of the Muffin Junkie a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
2016.
Merry Christmas.
Check this out. I'm gonna eat this. Ooh, we're gonna eat the whole milk chocolate. Advent calendar. Let's eat the whole milk chocolate. Advent calendar. Oh my goodness, this is delicious. Munchies here.
Jay, you got chocolate everywhere, Steve. All over your screen. Oh no, it's on the couch.
Oh, yeah. I better address the listeners. Now, while Steph and I are enjoying a crazy and hazy Christmas experience. Exercising our newfound toking freedom here in British Columbia. I just want to mention that you should check out all of Ishneener Forest's albums at ishneener.bandcamp.com. And I also recommend that you check out Muffin Junkie 21A and 21B featuring the music of Ishneener Forest and interviews with Ryan. So you're going to check that out. Stephanie, pass me over the garlic sauce. Just open it up.
Here's your garlic sauce.
Sorry, folks. Oh, that's delicious. Kiddos, before I get ready to play some more songs for you, I'm just going to finish off this chocolate baby Jesus from the Advent calendar, from the Christmas Advent calendar.
Jay, I need to talk to you right away.
Barry, you're bumming me out, man. You sound so damn serious. Come on, Barry, you're a downer, man. Have a toke. Come on, we'll do another toke.
I'm sorry, Jay, I'll pass. I have some news for you that's rather disturbing.
That sounds heavy. What a heavy trip.
Stephanie and Jay, I need you to focus. This is serious.
I've
sobered up.
I know
the thing is the generator is low on fuel.
Oh, you're Chicken Little. The sky is falling.
Focus. This is serious. We're low on fuel, and we're going to run out of fuel, and we'll lose power. It's getting dark, and it looks like a storm's coming. We're in the middle of nowhere. Jay, this is bad. I need you to listen to me, please.
Barry.
Let me just finish my chips.
Please, Jay, you've got to listen.
Barry.
Promise me you'll go down with me. We'll look at the generator.
Barry, all right. All right. I know we're going to have guests. And I should get down there and check it out. But before I do, I'm going to play a Christmas message by Jim Guittard. And then you're going to hear Jim's cover version. I'm Satan, your kingdom must come down. Now, this is a public domain, traditional spiritual song, and Jim was inspired by Uncle Topello's version of it. I seem to remember one of the first versions, however, being Blind Joe Taggart's version. You can check out all of Jim's music. You type his name in on iTunes, or you go over to Jimendo and type in Jim Guittard. Check out Muffin Junkie 18, 10, and 7. To hear Jim on the podcast.
This is Jim Guittard. I just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Say your kingdom must come down. Satan, your kingdom must come down. I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom must come down. Gonna pray until they tear your kingdom down. Gonna pray until they tear your kingdom down. I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom must come down. Gonna shout till they tear your kingdom down. Gonna shout till they tear your kingdom down. I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom must come down.
door behind you is opening. Oh, I thought you were alone in the lodge.
Good evening, sir. I trust all is well.
And who are you, sir?
I am Mortmain, sir. The caretaker.
Interesting name. The thing is that I already have a maintenance guy.
Oh, it's a big world. There could be more than one maintenance or caretaker guy.
Let me finish talking, Barry. And you know, Bert didn't say anything about anyone else being here.
Mr. Daniels
Stephanie,
is right.
Stephanie.
He never said anything about you.
Stephanie, Steph, I've got this. It's okay. Let me run with this. I'm in charge here. Bert didn't say anything about anyone else being here. He said that Stephanie and Barry and I could use this for this Christmas special. He didn't say anything about you. How long have you been here?
I have always been here, sir. Always.
Oh, that's an evil laugh.
Well, different folks have different laughs. Maybe I came off as a bit pushy. You're a friend of Bert's and great guy for letting us use this lodge.
Yes, it was certainly nice of Mr. Sounder to let you use this place for the special Christmas broadcast, wasn't it? To send you all up here.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great guy.
Oh, I like Mr. Sounder.
Oh, he's the best. He's wonderful. But's a big softy.
Nothing to do, I suppose, with being too mean to pay a caretaker.
I think you've got the wrong side of the stick. Got your wires crossed because Bert vacations here. He wouldn't. He lives here, doesn't he? He lives here for part of the year.
No, Mr. Sounder doesn't stay here, sir. He bought this place as a tax loss. He said he wanted to rent it out, but no one will ever stay here. Not after what happened.
Oh, my God, I don't like the sound of this. Oh, just tell us what happened in this lodge. Please tell us. We just want to know.
Surprised you don't remember, sir. It was in all the papers. A terrible crime, they called it. A terrible multiple axe slaying.
Oh, my God, no. Oh, Bert, what have you got us into?
Oh, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Surprised you don't remember. It was 5 years ago, this very night. There was a party here, a glittering show business affair with as many as 4 guests. No one knows what it was that drove the poor caretaker to commit such a terrible crime. Perhaps they just didn't save him any eggnog. Perhaps they couldn't even be bothered to do that. Perhaps they couldn't even think of him that much. And that was the thing that did it. That was the thing that drove him to take the axe that he'd used to cut the firewood for their open fire, the fire in front of which they cavorted, danced, and carried on in this dreadful bacchanal. Maybe that's what it was that drove him to kill them all and stack their bodies on the porch before he walked off into the night, vanishing never to be seen again. Some people say that he's still out there. Some people say that he still watches this lodge, and one night he'll return, perhaps, tonight. That's why no one will stay here, sir. That's why no one will spend Christmas night in this lodge.
God, Mr. Daniels.
Stephanie, just try to keep calm.
I mean, there's an axe
Barry,
murder.
Please.
There's an axe murder.
Keep calm.
Oh, my God.
Barry, I know. I know it looks bad. We do not have all the facts.
Mr. Daniels, I can't handle
it. Do not get hysterical.
I could have been at home. I could have been at home listening to my Jingle Cats album and in my PJs and...
I just wanted an easy, peasy Christmas.
I want to...
Nothing happened.
Barry and Stephanie,
just
I need you to keep your composure.
I could have spent Christmas with my nephews tobogganing in Cloverdale, British Columbia. But
Mr. Daniels, we should at least get the
chance to be killed.
What can I say? I feel bad. I never would have brought...
Mr. Daniels, I don't care.
Barry, please.
I didn't sign up for this.
Stephanie, Barry, why is the doorbell?
Hey, I don't get it. It might be the axe murderer. This is too much.
Oh, my God.
Barry and Stephanie, shut up. I have had enough of this panicking. The axe murderer is hardly going to come to the front door if he's going to kill us, is he? I'm sure that it's one of our guests. In fact, I'll wager a guess it's our first guest from the Blue Giant Zeta Puppies, Tom Zeta.
As your fearless leader, I will now open the door and find out and prove to you that there's nothing to worry about.
Hi there, Tom.
Hello, Jay. Thank Christ for that. Let's get inside and get the door shut. It is really, really coming down out there. I don't think anyone else is going to make it through. The road's practically impassable now.
Oh, no.
I only just got up here.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, hello, everyone. How are you? What's the matter with you all? You look like you've seen a ghost.
I'm not going to lie to you, Tom. It's not a very good situation. Oh, Mr. Daniels, why did you hit me in the ribs?
Oh. Barry, you let me do the talking. I'll handle this. Tom, Barry, and I were just saying that it's time for some refreshments. In fact, directly behind you is the lovely Stephanie with a gin holiday punch for you, with grated nutmeg and brown sugar in it, and a twist of lemon.
Here's your holiday libations.
Oh, thanks, Steph. Cheers. Hey, that really is some costume you're wearing. Aren't you a bit cold?
Tom, thank you for asking. You're the only gentleman here. Yes, I'm freezing in it, and I'm not very happy at all. I'm very cross about having to wear it. It goes against everything that I believe in. I think it's very sexist.
I'm fine with it. I think you're a real firecracker, a ginger mint.
Barry, that's disgusting. You're twice my age.
You know what they say, Steph? A man's a boy till he's 90. We'll get you under that mistletoe yet.
That wasn't a thing for gingerhead girls.
You shut it down now.
Why, Squeak?
You both have your balls on the Christmas tree.
Okay, Stephanie, I'm not going to...
Yeah. All the cases with my clothes were missing when I got out of the shower. And in their place was this Santa's little helper velvet mini dress. And candy cane leggings and... These giant stiletto red heels with the white pom-poms on them.
That really is some costume you're wearing. It's, that's some killer fog you've got going on in here, but I guess it's legal here now, isn't it? Of course it is.
One word for you,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Justin Trudeau.
Good to see, your eyes are looking, looking pretty good. yeah, I can't see our lot doing anything like that for, few hundred years, anyway. Hey, Barry, how are you? It's been
up?
A while since you trashed the Zeta device.
So many good memories, Tom.
Took me ages to find all the bits, you know.
Why don't you grab a seat over here on the lodge couch, which is adorned with a beautiful reindeer blanket cover. Have you got anything you'd like to say to the listeners before we begin today's show?
Yeah, I'd just like to take the opportunity to say... Yeah, merry whatever it is that you like to celebrate this time of year, everybody. I know not everyone celebrates Christmas, you know, eh? Well, a lot of other things go on this time of year. So, yeah, merry whatever it is you like. Yeah, you've certainly got the place looking very, very, very festive. Yeah.
Thank you, Tom. I'm glad you like it.
Particularly like the scene with all the elves you've got going on there. That's very tasteful. Tasteful, I think, is what I'll be looking for. Particularly the way that they're all their noses light up in time. Yeah. Actually, could I just have some? That's a lot better now. Yeah.
Got Tom and Barry and Steph. Let's just stop for a minute with this holly jolly passing and puffing ritual here.
Yeah.
It's really raised my Christmas spirits. Let's stop that for a moment. Let's hear a Christmas greeting from Duncan and Chantel of one of the finest psychedelic bands out there out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. They are the Striped Bananas, and they're going to introduce their song, Christmas 1914.
This is Duncan.
And this is Tell.
And we're the Striped Bananas. Plus, Andrew Loudon, our drummer, who can't be here right now, says Merry Christmas, too. We wrote this song about the 1914 Christmas truce in World War I between the English and the Germans. Have a trippy Merry Christmas from the Striped Bananas!
Welcome back, everyone. Be sure to check out the Striped Bananas on Muffin Junkie 28. And, of course, check out all of their albums, including their brand new one, Cosmic Carnival, at stripedbananas.bandcamp.com. Sorry, just finishing off my eggnog, Tom. It's so addictive. I'm going to play two Christmas tracks by Rob Clark and the Wool Tones. An excellent band, as you well know, Tom.
Oh, indeed. Great band.
Shooter, Tom, you got to come do some shooters, baby. Got some Christmas Santa Jello shots here for you.
Tom, why don't you go with Barry and have some of those Christmas Jello shots, and I will finish telling the listeners about Christmas music that they're going to hear from Rob Clark and the Wool Tones.
Okay, see you later, everybody.
Now, these two tracks are from Rob Clark and the Wool Tones, another Wool Tones Christmas record. Now, the song is titled the same, and the second song, the same title, but the B-side. So we'll get to that in just a moment. And of course, I'll be featuring Rob Clark and the Wool Tones in February 2016 here on the Muffin Junkie. And I recommend that you check out Rob Clark and the Wool Tones at bandcamp.com. All right, let's hear Rob Clark and the Wool Tones.
There's no better place to be. Spend your time and money with friends and family. Now the gifts of the money, there's an alternative issue with the
Okay, so I guess it's time to give out the presents. Okay, so I've got one for you, Steph.
Thanks,
and
Mom.
There's one for you, Jay.
Thank you,
and
Tom.
And here you go, Barry. This one's for you.
Barry, come on, tear off the Santa wrapping paper quick. I gotta see what's inside this.
Just 1 second, Mr. Daniel. Tom, put the whole roll of tape on this. Okay.
Come on, Barry, tear it.
Come on.
Time to go for it. Come on.
Oh, no way.
What'd you get,
oh,
Barry? What is it, Barry?
What did Tom get you? Come on, I want to see it.
Tom got me a Captain Scarlet action figure.
That's so cool.
How did you know? I've always wanted one of these.
Well, you always say S-I-G when you hang up the phone.
Now, Tom, well, Barry amuses himself with the Christmas gift you gave him, the Captain Scarlet action figure, and maybe Stephanie can pretend that she is Captain Scarlet's foxy companion, Destiny Angel.
That sounds like a stripper's name, Mr. Daniels.
Oh, you're so naughty, Mr. Daniels.
I guess, you know, she'd be more like Rhapsody with the ginger hair.
Ooh.
But, you know, that French angel, she really turned me on, too. Now, Steph and Barry are wrapped up in their whole Captain Scarlet and the Mysterons role-playing game they got going on. this might be a good time to shift gears and talk about the Welsh instrumental space rock greats, Syndelica.
Oh, great band. I saw them a couple of years ago at Crabstock, and I've just got my ticket for this year, so looking forward to that.
Now, Pete Bingham of Syndelica will be on the Muffin Junkie in January, and it's for a special podcast celebrating Syndelica's 10 years as a band. It'll be chock full of amazing tracks by Syndelica and interviews with Pete and much, much more. So look out for that. But right now from Syndelica, we're going to hear a Christmas greeting and then an amazing track from Syndelica's Anima Mundi. And it's called Master Benjamin Warned Young Albert Not to Step on the Uninsulated Air.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is Pete from the UK band Syndelica, and we'd just like to say Merry, Merry Christmas to Muffin Junkie and all its listeners, and hope you all have a psychedelically, splifferingly great New Year.
Here you are, Stephanie. Here's your Christmas gift from Barry and I.
Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Mr. Daniels. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Steph.
A very Merry Christmas, Steph.
I love the beautiful snowflake wrapping paper you chose.
Yeah, it's cool wrapping paper, but just go ahead and open the gift.
I'm just going to put the bowl down. Oh, what a beautiful blue bowl. I'll just put it down here. Oh, it's so nice.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Stephanie, just toss the bowl over on the side. Come on,
Mr.
come
Daniels,
on, open it up.
Hang on,
come
I'm on. Trying to take off the paper nice here.
Come on, you can speed it up. Come on, tear the paper. Come on, you can do it, Steph.
Mr. Daniels, stop being impatient. Why are men so impatient?
Come on, don't be so dramatic. I want to see you open this. Just open it now.
Mr. Daniels,
Stephanie, calm down.
Opening it, Mr. Daniels.
She's got a fiery temper. I love ladies with a temper.
Barry, shut up.
Look out, Barry, ice queen on the loose.
Mr. Daniels, shut up. Sometimes I just hate men. Oh, it's a 2016 calendar.
Stephanie, it's not just any calendar. It is a special edition Muffin Top calendar. And each month features a different hunk from the Muffin Junkie studio, including yours truly, and Barry, and Bert Sounder, and Mitch from Accounts Receivable, and many more hunks from the station.
Mr. Daniels and Barry. Very funny. You probably got my real gift hidden somewhere. Where's my real gift? Come on, this is a joke.
Steph, it's no joke.
Barry, I mean, posing? I mean, come on, you guys. I'm trying to be diplomatic here, but you're not young men.
Don't get him angry. It's no joke.
Stop laughing, okay? Stephanie, stop it. I'm starting to get a bit pissed off here. These men, including me, they gave their time. They posed in seductive poses for a noble purpose.
Stephanie,
you're laughing, and frankly, I'm hurt. You really hurt my feelings here, Stephanie. I'd advise you to stop, or I am going to fire you in about 5 minutes here.
You'll lose your job.
You're so deadpan. You and Barry are perfect. Old stone faces. You're great at the practical jokes. Tom, are you in on this, too? You're in on this, aren't you, Tom?
Now, Stephanie, now will you believe me? In fact, I've invited Tom next year to take part in the calendar as a special guest to pose next year for the calendar himself. Now, let me talk about the real meaning behind this calendar. Now, we are raising funds. It's for charity here, Stephanie, so I want you to listen, and I don't want you to laugh or backtalk or so help me God, you'll be fired, for real.
Mr. Daniels, I'm listening.
This charity is doing something very special. It is going to raise funds for elderly podcast station managers who are transitioning from that position into retirement. And we're going to try to raise enough money with the proceeds from this calendar to pay for a luxury retirement home for our boss, Bert Sounder, and people just like him and other organizations who are going to retire so that they can retire in lavish comfort in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah. But Mr. Daniels, Bert's already a rich guy. I mean, he has 4 or 5 homes, and can't he sell his properties and pay for his own retirement home?
Stephanie, leave the business side to me, okay? I want you to open the calendar to the first page, the first month, which is January, and then you'll see Mr. January.
Oh, my God, Mr. Daniels. Is that you?
Yes, that's me on the bearskin rug, all oiled up, and in my gold LeMay Speedos and brown socks.
Oh, my God, Mr. Daniels. I've never seen that much body hair on a man in my life. You must have 3 feet of hair on your chest.
Quite a studly muffin, if I don't say so myself. What do you think?
I just have one question for you, Mr. Daniels. Was it cold out when they were doing the photo shoot?
Oh, Jesus, looks like maybe there was a blizzard, huh?
Just the angle they shot it on, now. Tom, do you see what I go through on a daily basis? See how I'm treated? I am just so disgusted. Give me that frickin' calendar.
Be sure to listen to part 2 of the Muffin Junkie Christmas special coming up next.
holidays to you and your family and social.